Prologue. I've always felt like something happened to me that caused a disconnection from everyone and everything, including my family. The most violent separation made it impossible for me to feel any other way, especially after Mom died. I didn't find out until much later in life how true that really was. Perhaps that's the reason I always looked for a deep connection in my relationships. They ripped my first bond from me at an early age, and I needed to find it again. I can't pinpoint when I recognized the intense whispers or the inability to look me in the eye, although I certainly understood guilt and regret. Those emotions clung to my parents like the leeches attached to my legs after swimming in the wrong lake. They refused to let go until I ripped them off, much like when my aunts and uncles tried to make their plea to my father. He was the primary decision maker. Nothing ever made a difference to my mother. She would take the guilt and the secret to her grave. When I was 5, I remember touching the scar and asking my mother why my older sister didn't have one. During bath time, we'd climb into the big tub together, and my mother would gently wash my disfigured body, paying careful attention to the area that I learned to hide later in life. Ignoring my question, she directed, "It's time for bed." Pulling the fluffy towels from the hook, she quickly dried our small bodies and helped us into our flannel pajamas. I thought I would not get an answer to my question. I was a curious child and undoubtedly stretched the limits of her patience. A redirection was a common tactic to avoid answering uncomfortable questions. After I crawled into bed, she tucked me in and kissed my forehead. That night was the first time I saw the guilt I would come to see more often as the years progressed. It was the last time I attempted to put an emotional salve on top of what would eventually become a gaping wound. "Because you're special," she whispered while looking away and brushing the tear from the corner of her eye. Mom sighed as she moved to turn out the light that night. I couldn't hear the words in the heated voices that occurred outside my bedroom door, but I recognized the desperation. That was the first and only time I felt special. Guilt is like cancer. Given enough time, it'll eat away the purity of any love, even that between a mother and daughter.